Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Encienda sus motores, es hora de Scratch It Rich en Empire City Casino. Miles de ganadores rayarán sus boletos para ganar una parte de 1.2 millones de dólares en efectivo, viajes, regalos y un nuevo Audi Q5. Los sorteos son los sábados de 6 p.m. a 10 p.m. La extravagancia continúa hasta el 26 de noviembre, cuando un ganador se llevará un Audi Q5. Más premios, más formas de ganar, solo en Empire City Casino.
Debe tener 18 años de edad o más para jugar juegos de la Lotería de Nueva York. Por favor, juega responsablemente.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Patrick K. O'Donnell. The book is Dog Company, The Boys of Bointe Auch, The Rangers Who Accomplished Today's Toughest Mission. Behind us in June. It is now late December. It snows on and off. We're in the Hurtgen Forest, which is entirely prepared for a death trap for the Americans. It's part of the Siegfried Line, but most importantly, as Patrick reveals, it allows anyone who moves through the Hurtgen Forest to look over the assembly lines for a counterattack that Hitler is about to launch in December against the Allies, the Battle of the Bulge. The Rangers don't know this. We're now in a little town where they're told to reinforce a combat regiment that has been decimated, more than that, essentially reduced to meaninglessness by German counterattacks. Nobody's asking at this point, why are the Germans so fierce about this little town? What's going on here? Instead, they send the Rangers in to capture Hill 400. Patrick, you've done very careful research and you spent a night on Hill 400. Describe what it looks like, what this terrain looks like today.
This is a very substantial and high mount that you can see a large portion of the Hurtgen Forest from it. Bergstein is this tiny hamlet below the base of the hill, and right in front of the hill is an old church that, is centuries old. And, I had the situation of spending the night on Hill 400 by accident, because the inn that I had booked a room in, their credit card machine was out. So I had to find a place to stay. And I went back to the only place I knew, which is Hill 400, because that day I had spent touring Hill 400 as well as the Call Trail with a German paratrooper, two German paratroopers that fought against the Rangers and fought in and around the area. Also a man that was a Fallschirmjäger, part of the German infantry that was there. And that was a remarkable experience to be able to walk in the steps of the men that had fought against the men that I was writing about. We toured it, and the place was covered with mines and artillery and shells that were embedded. And the German military was still excavating live ordnance as we were walking around the area. And so I spent the night in the car on Hill 400, I actually walked up to the top of the hill, and I never felt just a chill. It felt like the place was completely still on it, and it's really one of the most remarkable small unit actions of the war. All of the men that I interviewed said to me, "Pat, our longest day was not on D-Day; it was at Hill 400," and it's taking you to December 7th, 1944. And the Rangers have the mission of attacking this hill. The night before, Len Lamel, who's the man that disabled five of the guns at Pointe Hoc, is given a mission by Duke Slater to do a small reconnaissance patrol, three or four men. And they set out from Bergstein, which is this heavily shelled town that is completely obliterated. There's still Germans inside the town. And they make their way across to the Hill 400, and they find that the hill is really a tough nut to crack. There's minefields on either side. Lamel finds out that the best way to assault the hill is a straight frontal assault across an open field, the size of a football field, basically, at the base of the church. And that's what these men do that morning. And they line up. There's a sort of a sunken road, and they spend the night in Berkstein in the watery cellars of the town's homes. And there's still Germans inside the town. They make their way to the base of the hill where there's this sunken road, and orders are given, you know, rather mysteriously by a newer officer to send out a scout. And many of the men are seasoned rangers like Petty and the Mel and others. They know that this is a suicide mission, but some guy out in an open field, broad daylight, what's he going to accomplish? And they tell him to stand down. And the newer officer says, it's an order. Go across the field. The man goes across the field and he's shot. And this causes these rangers to be enraged. And they literally, they sort of, as one, a little bit before the time of the assault, like a coiled spring, as one ranger said, they sprung from the sunken road and they charged across the field with fixed bayonets.
Right. Dog Company and Fox Company in line. Right. And you estimate about 120 of them made the charge. Is that right, Patrick?
Right into the teeth of MG-42s, which were in positions around the base of the Hill 400 that were dug in. And they bayonet those men and they charge straight up the hill.
They're screaming like a bunch of Indians is how they remember it.
Yeah, the rebel yell. And then one guy was yelling, "Hi-ho, Silver," as they charged up this hill and they charged across the field. They bayoneted anything in their path. Or shot it. They killed the Germans that were there defending it, and they charged up the hill as quickly as they could. And there was, you know, clumps of trees. There were some trees that were still there. And they make their way up to this massive, it was called an observation bunker up the top, and they kill the Germans inside. And they immediately start to dig in on the sides of the hill, and then as well as take the bunker up on the top.
All right, now that they've taken the top of the hill, but and they still don't know why the Germans are defending this so ferociously. And when we come back, remember, the Germans always counterattack. In this instance, there are going to be 5 counterattacks over the next day, over the next 40 hours. Patrick K. O'Donnell is the author of Dog Company, The Boys of Pointe d'Oc. D-Day was compared to what is about to happen. A small episode. We're about to have 40 hours of all the German guns in the region, which is everything they've got left, raining down on this one remaining Ranger assortment of Dog and Fox Company. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.